Almighty God, our loving Father, we come now into the peace of your wonderful presence. You always know our needs and requests before we ask you, but praying makes us feel closer to you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, which gives strength to our prayers, and we know that you will grant our requests in the way that is best for us. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we pray for our families. We think especially of those where there is estrangement, coldness, sickness, or behavior which causes concern. Please show us if there is anything we can do. And above all, please keep us in hopeful and steady prayer. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we pray for your church in every part of the world. It is the great family to which we all belong. We pray most earnestly for those who are denied freedom in their religious beliefs, or those who are condemned to brutal imprisonment, even death. Here at home, we ask you, Father, to bless the clergy, the readers, and the congregation of our much-loved St. Peter's, St. Thomas's of Cheviththorne, and the nine parishes of the Exvalley. May we accept each other as family members, finding strength and joy in our life together. Lord, in your mercy. God of all time and eternity, we pray that you will be with our government and opposition at this time of crisis. There are the negotiations with the European Community, which are not going to be easy. The terrible damage caused by floods, and now the pandemic of the coronavirus. We heard in the Old Testament reading how Moses, whose life was being threatened, turned to you in terror and received what he had asked for. Dear God, we also turn to you. Politicians and scientists and all who are in charge want to do the right thing. Please help them. Please help us all, Father. Lord, in your mercy. Yeah. Almighty healer, we bring before you the physically and mentally ill. We think firstly of those who are usually healthy and are bewildered by sudden illness. And also we pray for those who do not know what it is to be well. Dear Lord Jesus, grant them serenity, acceptance, peace, and if it is your will, complete recovery. From the church family, we pray for Eve Saunders and Beth Millier. And in the silence of our hearts, let us remember anyone or any situation who needs praying for. And we commend to you, God of welcome, the soul of Evelyn Arm. Bless and comfort her devoted family, and may Evelyn soon become a happy, supportive memory. Lord, in your mercy. And now, Father, we pray for the week to come. Kind and loving God, thank you for sharing our journey through life. Please help us with any struggles which may afflict us, and help us to be content to do whatever you ask of us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.